Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love Loves Me. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I'm intrigued by people that tell about dying and going and coming back. And one of the things that I've kind of made it a study, and it's interesting to me that people in Africa and Europe and the U.S. and South America, young, old, all kind of different backgrounds, are telling the same things. They died and they saw this amazing light. I mean, you hear the same kind of thing over and over again. And they left and they looked back and there's their body. And then they saw this amazing light. And as they got closer to the light, they experienced love like they have never experienced love. Well, God is light. No wonder they see a light. And He is love. Can you say glory to God?
Glory.
And He love loves me.
Amen.
You can't be any better loved than when love loves you.
Amen. Amen.
Not just somebody loves me. Love loves me. Somebody ought to say it out loud. Love loves me. Say it again. Love loves me. Another time. Love loves me. Love loves me. Love loves me. I am loved because love loves me. Mm-mm. That was worth you combing your hair and coming out tonight, right? Right there. If you just go meditating on that the rest of the night and week in your life. John 16, look at a couple of verses because we need to establish what this means. The enemy does not want you and I to see this. This is so powerful that it is more powerful than anything he can do to hold us down and hold us back. The enemy is darkness and hate. He's not life and light and love. And the only way light can function is in the absence, darkness can function is in the absence of light.
Amen.
You never walked into a room that was pitch dark, reached over and turned the lights on, and saw darkness roll back about halfway and begin to struggle with the light. And you had to wait there for a couple of minutes to see which one was going to win and whether it was going to be dark. No. The only way dark can be there is when light is not. Because when the light comes in, you know, you could bring 195 railroad cars full of darkness and bring them by here and one by one pump all that darkness into the room here where the lights are on and you would never know it. Because darkness doesn't compare and does not compete and can't struggle with and can never overcome light. And so the enemy wants to keep us ignorant. He wants to keep us in the dark because once the light comes in, nothing he can do. You know, you think about somebody getting born again. I don't care what kind of terrible life they may have had, what kind of terrible person they may have been. If the light comes in, the gospel, the good news, the gospel of Jesus, and they see that they're lost, they see he's paid the price, they see that he loves them and he did this for them, and all they have to do is believe and receive it. It doesn't matter if all of hell wants to keep them from being born again. All the devils in hell cannot. Because that light has come into them. Can you see that? And it's true with every one of our lives, believers' lives. When the light comes in and faith comes in from that light, the enemy can do nothing to stop us. So he works so hard to keep people confused and keep them blind and keep them in the dark. And John 16, are you there? John 16, 27. Jesus said, "For the Father himself loves you." How many take Jesus' word? What did he say? Jesus said the Father himself loves you. Is God's word God speaking to us today too?
Yes.
Say it out loud. The Father himself,
loves me.
Jesus said the Father himself loves you because you loved me. Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
And you believe that I came out from God. You believe Jesus came out from God?
Yes.
The Father himself loves you. Go to chapter 17. John 17. Just over the next chapter. And 23. John 17, 23. Jesus said, "I in them and you in me." Jesus is praying to the Father that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and you have loved them. Talking about his disciples, talking about believers, talking about all those that would ever believe on him through their word. That's us.
Amen.
You have loved them as you have loved me. Now it takes faith to believe that. Because you, our head doesn't fully have that. And your mind will tell you, and the enemy will come and try to convince you that that cannot be so. Because Jesus never sinned. Jesus never displeased the Father.
Amen.
Jesus never rebelled. He was never disobedient. How about us? Jesus never put off and procrastinated obeying the Father. He never drug his feet for 3 days or 3 months or 3 years. He always pleased the Father completely in everything. So how is it possible that he could love you and me? How? Read the scripture. Have loved them as you have loved me. If you try to figure that out and you lean to your own understanding, you won't believe it. You'll reason this and reason that. But faith doesn't have to understand. Faith is a choice. Say it out loud. Faith is a choice. Believing is a choice. You ever heard somebody say, "I just can't believe that"? That's an untrue statement. Don't care who said it. If a person says, "I'm sorry, I just can't believe that," that's an untrue statement. There's no such thing as a person that can't believe something. By very nature of what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is all about. When you don't see it, you don't understand it, you haven't experienced it yet, that's where faith comes in. Faith is a choice. The correct way to say it, instead of saying "I can't believe it," the person should have said "I choose not to." That's accurate. I choose not to believe this, because you could if you chose to. Because faith doesn't require understanding. I said faith doesn't require understanding. You hear people that consider themselves to be so intelligent, and they consider us to be simpletons and fools, because they have education and they've read books and they understand science. And as far as they're concerned, God doesn't exist, and there is no God, and this and that, and they're very pleased with their own intellect. And the Bible says they're fools. They're fools. And every one of them will realize really soon, in just a few more days, their life's going to be over. They're going to be out of here. And they're going to realize as soon as they get out of here that God is very real. And it didn't make any difference how they berated and what they talked and what blasphemies they spouted while they were here. It didn't change the fact that God has always been here and they were just a passing through. Are you with me, friends? No. It's a choice. I can't believe all that Bible stuff. I can't believe all that faith stuff. I can't believe all that Jesus on the cross. No, I just can't believe. No, you choose not to. You could if you wanted to. Evolution. The Big Bang. This is not proof. Both of those are theories. Are you with me? There is no consensus in any scientific community in the world, never has been, of how things were created and how they got here. Nobody knows in the scientific community. All of these things are theories. A theory is a fancy word for a guess. It's a guess. Yeah, but it's an educated guess. Well, if you were that educated, you wouldn't be guessing. You'd know something. So what people do, they have chosen to believe those unproven concepts. It's faith. They have faith in Big Bang, evolution, whatever. They have faith in that. It's not proven. They have faith in it. And to say they can't believe in this, they've proven themselves wrong. They believe in that with no proof. We believe in this without being able to prove it scientifically, whatever. All true science agrees with God. It discovers truths in His creation. But faith is a choice. Everybody say, faith's a choice.
Faith's a choice.
And what did our text say? We have known and what?
Believe.
And believed what?
God.
The love
of God.
That God has to us, for us. It's a choice. It's a choice.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love Loves Me, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me